WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you level up your emotional game one powerful day at a time. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, the connection between emotional intelligence and mental health. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know, that feeling when you're in the middle of a stressful situation and suddenly you're an emotional roller coaster, going from 0 to 60 in seconds flat. Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing, babes. Understanding and managing our emotions is like having a secret weapon for building a rock-solid mental health fortress. So buckle up, because we are about to unlock some powerful insights that will change how you view your emotional world and create a happier, healthier you. Okay, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. 1. EQ is your superpower. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, isn't just some fancy buzzword. It's your ability to recognize, understand, use, and manage your emotions and those of others. Think of it as your emotional GPS. When you have high EQ, you navigate life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. You know how to handle stress, build healthy relationships, and achieve your goals. 2. Self-awareness is key. First step in mastering your emotions is knowing what they are. It's about paying attention to those little feelings bubbling up inside you, the joy, the anger, the sadness, the fear. Don't judge them, just observe them. Think of it like checking the weather report for your inner world. Once you know how you're feeling, you can start to understand why you're feeling that way and how to respond in a healthy, empowered way. 3. Emotional regulation is your secret weapon. Life throws curveballs, right? But when you have strong emotional regulation skills, you don't just get knocked down, you learn to bounce back. You can manage your stress levels, control impulsive reactions, and stay calm under pressure. Imagine yourself as a surfer gracefully riding the waves instead of getting swept away by them. 4. Empathy builds stronger connections. Connecting with others on an emotional level is what makes relationships truly special. When you have empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, you create deeper bonds, build trust, and foster genuine connections. It's like having a superpower that allows you to see the world through another person's eyes. 5. Mental health flourishes. Strong emotional intelligence is directly linked to better mental health. Think about it. When you have a handle on your emotions, you're less likely to experience anxiety, depression, and stress. You feel more confident, resilient, and capable of navigating life's challenges with grace. Okay, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, and suddenly your boss drops some major news: a big project is canceled. You feel that immediate surge of disappointment, maybe even a little anger. But instead of letting those emotions take over and leading to a meltdown or a resentful attitude towards your boss, you take a deep breath. You acknowledge the feelings. Okay, I'm feeling disappointed and frustrated right now. Next, use your emotional intelligence to navigate the situation. Self-awareness. You recognize that your frustration stems from the canceled project, not a personal attack. Emotional regulation. You take a moment to calm down before responding. Empathy. You try to see things from your boss's perspective. Maybe there were unforeseen circumstances. Finally, you approach your boss with understanding and ask for clarification about the situation. This way, you handle the unexpected change gracefully, maintain a positive relationship with your boss, and even learn something new in the process. D. Emotional intelligence isn't just about feeling good, it's about navigating life with intention, clarity, and strength. So remember, babes, you have the power to cultivate emotional strength and build a mental fortress that can withstand any storm. It all starts with awareness, regulation, empathy, and taking charge of your emotional world. Don't forget to share this episode with your amazing friends who are ready to level up their emotional game. And let me know in the comments below what's one thing you learned today that you can implement right away. I'm sending you so much love and encouragement on your journey. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Feminine Reset.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.